podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Brandy is joining us, second date update here with Thunder and PT. Brandy, let's get to it. What is the latest with Lyle?
Hi. I don't know. So he hasn't answered me, and it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Not hopeless.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, let's talk about the date itself. Can you help us, break it down a little bit?
Yeah. It was a fun dinner. We bonded over our love of dessert and, all the ways we justify eating it.
Okay. That's all right. Great. Yeah. And did this happen over a dessert that the two of you shared?
No, we both got dessert. We kind of exchanged bites. We were cute and flirty, and I snuck a piece of gum before we left, but then we didn't kiss, so that was kind of disappointing.
And was that something you were expecting or hoping for? Was the end of the night kiss?
Yeah.
Were you going to kiss him with the gum in your mouth?
No. I just, you pop it in to freshen your breath, and then, I discreetly ditch the gum.
So a stealth gum chewer.
But you were, expecting a kiss because you were, trying to,
You felt something during the date
with
Lyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm still waiting on a kiss and...
In a second date. Yeah. Right. So can you think of a reason, Brandy, why he would leave you hanging? Did Lyle seem uncomfortable at any point?
No. I had to remind the waiter a couple times of what came with my meal, but I was super nice about it.
What do you think,
E.T.? I don't know. I mean, and you've reached out to him and stuff like that?
I just texted him and left him a voice note. I didn't want to... overdo it.
Okay. Well, maybe Lyle can shed some light on what's going on. Before we pick up the phone and call him, why do you want to see him again so bad? I know you felt a connection there, Brandy, but outside of the dessert connection, what was it about Lyle that you really enjoyed and want to be around more of?
I mean, I just thought we had a great time, and I definitely wanted to explore... Mm-hmm. what it could be. I thought for sure I would see him again. So I'm really surprised, and I really don't know why.
All right, perfect. Well said. All right, just want you to hold on right there. We're going to play a quick song. Come right back with Brandy and Lyle next here on The Wolf.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We've been talking to Brandy, and she shared that on her first date with Lyle, she thought they shared a great connection, conversation, and even dessert.
We kind of exchanged bites. We were cute and flirty, and I snuck a piece of gum before we left, but then we didn't kiss, so that was kind of disappointing.
That was 2 weeks ago, and no word back from Lyle for a second date, so let's call and see what's up.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Lyle, please?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, of course. And thanks for answering, Lyle. And good morning. We are calling from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf. We're the Thunder and PT morning show.
Good morning, Lyle.
And let me just kind of fill you in on what's going on here. We're not selling anything or anything like that. But we got your number from a listener of ours who is interested in you. And do you remember, and you've actually met her before, do you remember going out to dinner with Brandy?
Oh, no. She's weird.
Why do you say that?
Well, for one thing, we went to dinner, and she asked for two kids' meals.
Two kids' meals? What did she get?
Yeah, it's a nice, nice place, not super fancy or whatever, obviously kids menu, but she orders one mac and cheese kids meal and one chicken fingers kids meal, and both with fries, and the waiter, even the waiter thought she was kidding.
Okay, so she just ordered from the kids. I mean, Brooke does that. My wife does that,
wife loves cheese sandwiches, and it's not always it's on the kids meals sometimes, and she'll get the grilled cheese with fries.
she was just really weird about it, you know? Okay. Like, she wanted both the drinks that came with it, so two tiny Cokes in the little glasses. Little ice cream dessert. Yeah. So she wanted both desserts, and then she was just like, she just kept being like insistent to the waiter about it because she got two kids' meals. She's like, I'm entitled to these two things.
Okay, so sort of like getting a couple of happy meals at dinner in a restaurant, but you can't let her eat and order what she wants. Well, you know?
She also, like, before we left,
she
got all upset because they didn't give her two sets of crayons that come with it so you can draw on the placemat or whatever. It was embarrassing.
That's funny.
Okay.
Why would I leave without them?
Hold on, Brandy. Lyle, so we had Brandy hold on because we didn't know if we were going to be able to get a hold of you. Obviously, Brandy is here with us.
Hang tight, Lyle. Hold on a second.
If you wouldn't mind just bringing her into the conversation here. So, please, Lyle, don't go anywhere. I got to hear more about this. What is going on, especially with the crayons, Brandy?
Please don't throw another tantrum about it.
You're being dramatic. I just told the manager that the menu said my meal comes with crayons, so they needed to give me my crayons.
Well, right, but I mean, were the crayons okay? So, Brandy, though, were the crayons really important to you, though?
Yeah, I thought they would be fun to have at my place for when my nieces come over.
Right.
But, I mean, it was the principle of it.
You paid for them.
Oh, I mean.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, you can justify it however you want, but, like, as soon as you called the manager and made the entire restaurant.
Oh, no.
I was out.
Okay.
I was out.
But wait a second, though. I mean, can't you understand, Brandy, where, like, if you order a kid's meal and you're not a kid, like, hey, they give you the food, but it's like, we're not going to give you the toy and the prizes or whatever because you're not a kid. You know what I mean? You can understand that, right?
I mean, no, and it was the principle of the thing.
You can justify it however you want, but, like, as soon as you called over the manager and started freaking out and making everyone silent the rest of the time, I was like, I'm done.
But, Lyle, did she made a big deal out of it? Like, she was losing her temper with the manager? And why didn't they just bring her the crayons if she was
and
making...
say the heck with
exactly.
it, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they brought her the crayons eventually, was a long, awkward pause until that point.
You did get the crayons. You just didn't get them at the time, so on your way out. All right. So, you understand, though, Brandy, that the crayons are kind of the kids' meals, kind of the loss leader with the crayons because they want the adults in to bring, you know, if you got to bring your kids, you bring the kids, and that's a wash. But they do it to attract families to get the money from mom and dad. So it kind of feels like cheating a little bit when you're an adult and you order off the kids' menu.
I don't care. Yeah. I paid for them, and I wanted them.
Oh, so, Brandy, you said you paid for them, so you guys went Dutch on your first date, or did you pay for Lyle's meal as well?
Yeah, we paid for ourselves, so
okay.
I paid for them.
Well,
why is it such a big deal?
Right. Why is it such a big deal?
There's no big deal on my end. I'm just not interested in going back.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, you're just saying you're not the... All right. That's not the type of attitude, not the type of, you know, approach.
Whose side are you on, PT?
With all due respect, Brandy, I think that is, like, probably just made a molehill out of,
well,
you know.
I am on Brandy's side, and Lyle, so, I'm sorry. Didn't work out. All right, so it's a no then.
Date whoever you want, crayons or no crayons.
Right.
Looks like no date.
We'll chalk it up to a no, and guys, we wish you all the best, and thanks for being on.
Second date update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.